Well, first this afternoon, the ink is drying on a deal that will see the DUP support Theresa May's minority government in return for an extra £1 billion investment into Northern Ireland. The agreement comes after almost 3 weeks, and it's after the Westminster elections, of course, and after negotiations which hit quite a few wobbles along the way. The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, confirmed news of the deal around lunchtime.
Today, we have reached an agreement with the Conservative Party on support for government in Parliament. This agreement will operate to deliver a stable government in the United Kingdom's national interest at this vital time. Throughout these discussions, our guiding principle has been our commitment to acting in the national interest in accordance with our shared objectives for strengthening and enhancing our precious union. We have done so on the basis of advancing the security of our nation, building prosperity for all, and supporting an exit from the European Union that benefits all parts of the United Kingdom. As part of our policy agreement, both parties have agreed that there will be no change to the pensions triple lock and the universal nature of the winter fuel payment across the United Kingdom. Following our discussions, the Conservative Party has recognised the case for higher funding in Northern Ireland, given our unique history and indeed circumstances over recent decades. Our aim in these negotiations has been to deliver for all of the people of Northern Ireland. And the support measures which we are announcing will be to the benefit of all our people. We welcome this financial support of £1 billion in the next 2 years, as well as providing new flexibilities on almost £500 million previously committed to Northern Ireland. This afternoon, I will be returning to Northern Ireland to continue our discussions as we attempt to re-establish the Northern Ireland Executive, because now, more than ever, our political leaders, both locally and nationally, need to work together to find solutions for all of the people we serve.
That was Arlene Foster speaking earlier. I'm joined by our London correspondent Fiona Mitchell now. And really, there are two questions here. I suppose the price, both financially and politically, for Theresa May, and the benefits and consequences for Arlene Foster and the DUP. What's in the agreement? What does £1 billion buy?
Well, of course, Mary, not surprisingly, all of the focus for this has been on the money. Now, there are other aspects to this agreement, if we should say that at the outset. The DUP has managed to negotiate the retention of the pensions triple lock. Now, that was a triple lock guarantee that the basic state pension in the UK would rise by a minimum of either 2.5%, the rate of inflation, or average earnings growth, whichever was the largest. And that came into place in 2011, but has been under threat in recent years. So they've managed to lobby for the retention of that, also the retention of a winter fuel allowance. But of course, you cannot use a figure like £1 billion and another £500 million, which has already been allocated to Northern Ireland, but which has rather stringent rules involved in access to it. You can't look at that and hear those kind of figures without really all of the focus going on the money. So essentially, we're talking about really £1.5 billion. Now, that goes to areas like infrastructure, like health, like education, £100 million being given to deprived communities, £50 million to mental health agencies and initiatives. So it's going to be broken down across a lot of areas of Northern Ireland, but already, not surprisingly, that money and that 1.5 billion figure raising the ire of many people, particularly those in Scotland and Wales. Nicola Sturgeon, the Scottish First Minister, out today, just calling it a terrible deal, saying that this is essentially sacrificing Scotland for the sake of propping up Theresa May's government. A similar sentiment from the Welsh First Minister Carwyn Jones, who just said that really he thought it was absolutely unbelievable that Theresa May could just secure, or believe at least that she could secure, her own political future by throwing money at Northern Ireland while ignoring the rest of the UK. Now, she has bought herself some time, Theresa May, but I think it might be overstating it to say she has secured her own political future.
Just apologies to our listeners for the quality of the line. Fiona is at Westminster. And just briefly, Fiona, this money is front-loaded into the next 2 years, and that will be very significant for the DUP and for Arlene Foster.
Well, yes, of course, we have those ongoing talks at Stormont this week, and we know that this money, as you say, has been front-loaded for the next 2 years. That in itself quite interesting and played into the kind of choreography that we saw today in Downing Street. Remember, this isn't a rose garden moment as it was with David Cameron and Nick Clegg. This will be a confidence and supply situation. So there's agreement on what agreement and what support will come from the DUP in specific areas, but there will be many areas which will still be on an issue by issue basis. But of course, if Theresa May manages to survive the next 2 years, or indeed if the Conservative government under another leader manages to survive 2 years, it leaves the DUP in a situation where at the end of that 2 years there will be an examination of this agreement, and the DUP would certainly be in a position to go back to the British government if it remained the Conservatives at that point and say, actually, we'd like to go back to the drawing board on this and perhaps look for more money.
Fiona, thank you very much. Fiona Mitchell there. Apologies again for the quality of that line to Fiona.